USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The fight isn't over. I'll have more to announce when I address the nation this afternoon. That's a tweet from President Biden after the Supreme Court shot down the president's plan to forgive student loan debt. The High Court ruling that the president exceeded his authority with his plan to forgive more than $400 billion in federal student loan debt. Republicans, meanwhile, still accusing the president of offering the student loan debt relief to win votes.
It's about pandering, absolutely. Buying up as many votes as you can.
2024 GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy speaking there on Fox Business. Former ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley is among several Republican presidential candidates speaking at the Moms for Liberty Summit in Philadelphia today. The 2024 presidential candidate is criticizing efforts to allow biological males to compete in high school and college girls' sports.
How are we supposed to get our girls comfortable with biological boys in their locker room?
A web designer who refuses to design specific websites for same-sex weddings is applauding the Supreme Court ruling in her favor.
Well, I'll tell you that I've been waiting for this moment for 7 years, seven long years. Wedding seasons have come and gone in those 7 years, and I am looking forward to creating consistent with what I believe and what my faith teaches me about marriage.
The High Court in a 6-3 ruling said Colorado web designer Lori Smith has a right under the First Amendment to refuse to endorse messages she disagrees with. Smith said she's grateful for the ruling, arguing the government should never force anyone to say something they don't believe. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is continuing to affect air quality across the United States. More than 100 million Americans from Wisconsin to Vermont are under air quality alerts. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
AAA's Toe2Go is making sure you arrive alive from your holiday partying.
From 6 p.m. tonight through 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, anyone who needs a tow and a ride home within a 10-mile radius because of a little too much drinking can take advantage of the program as a last resort. AAA says that this is their 25th year that they've provided the Toe2Go program, and they've removed more than 25,000 impaired drivers from the road. The number to program on your cell phone for Toe2Go is 855, the number 2, the word tow, the number 2, go. That's 855-286-9246.
Correspondent Natalie Rodriguez with that story. The Supreme Court ruled that employers must accommodate employees' religious beliefs, even if it creates some burden on the employers. The court sided with a mail carrier who resigned in January 2019 after his managers required him to work on Sundays. Record heat is causing a dangerous situation south of the border.
At least 100 people have died in Mexico over the past 3 weeks as a heat wave pushed temperatures above 120 degrees in some parts of the country. Mexico's health ministry said yesterday that two-thirds of the deaths happened last week and the rest the week before. Lance Fry, USA News.
All is quiet in Washington, D.C. Both the House and Senate are not in session. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.